Okay, welcome back. It's time to go down to Australia to have some fun and learn things about people and human nature with David John Oates, who is a little under the weather, and we're very grateful for David getting up out of bed and presenting himself here and our reversals for tonight. Are you feeling any better, David?
Oh, yeah, I can get through. That's all right. I just cancelled my clients today so I can recover. So there we go.
Well, there you go. You don't want to infect them anyhow, right?
Don't know how I can do that over the phone, but anyway.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I have no local Adelaide clients at all. No in-person clients. It's
What's
all
the deal?
The phone.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm doing a big promotion in Adelaide in September, actually. I've booked into the Whole Life Expo in Adelaide, which is on the 22nd and 23rd. I've got a couple lecture spots, and then I'm going to hold a lecture 2 weeks later and hopefully get a class going. So we'll see. We'll see. I'd like to get reverse speech going in my own hometown. That would be marvelous.
Well, you used to have people.
I know. I did. I know. They've all just dropped off.
You know, I think part of it, honestly, is that it is so shocking, if not devastating, to some people to be exposed from their subconscious mind and to be shown the truth about their behavior and actions that they don't want to deal with it. You know, you open that door and a lot of people don't want to look in.
Oh, no, I know. I see that in my session work all the time. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's safer to do it long distance rather than to face you. Ah, I get it. Maybe that's part of it.
It is. You're absolutely right there. Yeah,
wow. And do the people who do the Whole Life Expo down there, are they the same people who used to do it here in the States or still do? Same idea, right?
Yes, yeah, the same idea. Yeah, same concept. It's run by local Adelaide crowd, you know.
Yeah.
But
good.
Yeah, all alternate type healing and
you must energy. If you go, have you been to those before?
I haven't done one for many years.
You're going to be mobbed this time.
Well, I hope so. That's what the plan is. Yeah. So, you know, we'll see. And then I'm off to Canada in October, being invited to Canada for some media and lectures. And so, you know, I'm getting around the place.
Good deal. All right. Well, that's good news. Okay. Well, you sound good. So let's see what Naomi has unearthed this week.
Well, we're going to start off with some reversals that I found to start off with. This is when Trump canceled the summit with North Korea, okay?
Has just concluded its first portion, the one-on-one meeting with Trump and Kim. They took a break and then went back into meeting with their aides. So the aides came in and joined them all. So it's underway right now.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now as we speak.
Very good.
And I will certainly get reverses on that. I'll be doing
that'll be fun.
Statements. I'll be all over that one.
You know, remember when Trump said, I'll know in the first minute if he's serious or not about denuclearizing. Well, it went 40 minutes long and Trump didn't say anything about his discovery. Or what discovery?
Anyway, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. He's canceling the summit.
Based on the recent statement of North Korea, I have decided to terminate the planned summit in Singapore on June 12th.
Okay, now, interesting, strange reversal. It says, they must now.
They must now.
They must now. They must now.
And I think he means that they must do the summit. And he canceled it for this reason in this reversal here.
Well, many things can happen, and a great opportunity lies ahead, potentially.
He says, you'll get in a panic.
You'll get in a panic.
You get in a panic.
You hear that one?
You get in a panic.
So well,
What does he say?
You get in a panic?
No, no. I think he's talking about Kim. He says heel.
Oh, yeah. He is talking about Kim. Oh, heel. Sorry. Yes, it is heel. Sorry. I read that wrong. He'll get in a panic.
You get in a panic.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get in a panic.
Sorry, I read it out wrong.
Yeah.
So he did it as a negotiating move. You know, he wanted to.
No, that's smart. That works. Yeah. It's a trick, but it works.
Yeah, and it did work. And then here he is again.
North Korea has the opportunity to end decades of poverty and oppression.
And here he says, pompous dickhead.
Pompous dickhead.
Not as clear that one. Sorry about that.
But the funny part about that is I'm sure Kim could say the same thing about him.
I'm sure he could. And here's the last one I found on him canceling the summit.
By following the path of denuclearization and joining the community of nations.
And he says, need the path that you will love.
Need the path that you will love.
Oh, yeah.
Need the path that you will offer.
Yeah.
Need the path that you will offer.
Yeah, so, you know, he needs a way forward, okay? He did it to put Kim into a panic, okay? And maybe give him the upper hand and find the way forward. So there you go. Simple as that. All right, so they're the ones I found. They're the only.
Very good. Make perfect sense.
Yep.
Right on the money.
All right, so let's look at Naomi's, and we'll start with Trump. Here he is talking about North Korea and China.
This got to a very critical point. This should have been handled many years ago, not only by President Obama, but by other presidents that preceded me. This shouldn't be done now. This should have been done years ago.
And he says, and I give him the shit.
And I give him the shit.
And I give him the shit.
Yeah.
And I give him the shit.
Well, that's what he was doing, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Handled.
Yeah. And there we go.
Very good.
And here he is again.
Excuse me? Maximum pressure, Albert. It's going to remain what it is now. I don't even want to use the term maximum pressure anymore because I don't want to use that term.
And he says, I'm a scammer.
I'll be bothered.
He's a career scammer. He knows the game.
He's a career scammer. That's what he did when he was pulling out of the summit. It was just a scam. That's how he operates.
Very good. Very good.
Here he is again.
Along the line, they want to develop as a country. That's going to happen, I have no doubt. Japan is involved, as you know, and South Korea is very much involved.
I don't know what this one means. Is in Africa.
Is in Africa.
I have no idea. Nothing going on in Africa with China and North Korea.
Well, hold on. What is it? Let me hear it again, please, David.
Is in Africa.
Okay.
Is in Africa.
I don't get the connection. China is very, very busy in Africa and South America, by the way. I don't think North Korea is, because their annual gross domestic product is only $14 billion compared to $1.3 trillion for South Korea. $14 billion and $1.3 trillion. So, yes, China is involved with Africa. They're doing a lot in Africa. There's a lot of resource there that they'd like to get hold of, so go ahead.
Okay. All right, well, there you go. And $14 billion is North Korea. Gee, that's nothing.
It. No, it's pocket change. It's nothing. Wow. Compared to $1.3 trillion. Look it up. It's there.
That's incredible. How can a country run on $14 billion? Gee whiz.
Very carefully, I guess. Yeah.
I guess so. All right, so here's the next one.
He wants to do what's best for China. I think China and President Xi would love to see something happen here.
And here he says, it must cease.
It must cease.
I think he's talking about the tensions, you know, or the conflict has got to cease, you know, things have got to get
well,
back to normal.
Yes, and part of that might be inclusive of the fact that keeping that much military on high alert in South Korea and in the theater of war there is costing this country a fortune. Not that he cares, but it is incredibly expensive, and they've been there for, what, 7, 8, 9 months now? Long time.
Yep. And here he is again, talking about Korea and China.
Xi, he's really a very wonderful guy. He's a man that loves China, however.
And he says, I sell the name Messy Haggle.
I now sell the name.
I sell the name Messy Haggle, sorry.
What
is he saying? I now sell the name Messy Haggle?
Messy Haggle, yeah, Messy, M-E-S-S-Y. He's selling America, he's haggling, you know, but I don't know, it seems like...
It sounded like he said Messy Haggle.
Oh, let's do it again.
I now spell the name Messy Haggle.
I don't hear Messy, I hear Messy.
Forget it, it's not a good reversal either way, okay?
Right, fair enough.
Yeah. Forget it. All right, here we have Trump at FEMA.
The American Red Cross has been amazing. State and local governments, our brave first responders, law enforcement, always law enforcement, and so many others who came together to save lives, restore hope, and rebuild our communities. As we enter the hurricane season again, here we go, right? You ready?
And he says, Hillary, be on your way.
Hillary, on your way.
Oh, you're beyond, on your way. He said it twice. Beyond, on your way. Sorry.
Hillary, on your way.
I couldn't get that second word. It almost sounded like he's saying, Hillary, you know. Did he say you know?
Oh, I got it down as beyond, but let's listen again.
That's not a good clean word. I can't make it out.
No. So it's Hillary gibberish on your way.
There you go.
Yeah, there it is.
Hillary
on your way. Yeah. I guess he's bugged about Hillary still.
I'm telling you, I'm not going to go into it all again, but all these people are announcing they're going to run in 2020. Hillary is sitting back very calmly, very cool. She's going to let them all tear each other up, and then she'll... the Clintons cannot be counted out. They've got too many things on too many people, and within 2 weeks... the mainstream media could give her back a great deal of her lost credibility in short order. And then we'd have a rematch, just like Frazier and Ali. I hope it happens. I think it would be hilarious. I mean, I really would enjoy it. Bernie wants to run, but then somebody said they won't let Bernie run. Eric Holder, that vile excuse for an attorney general. Not that what we have in there now is, anyway. Eric Holder is supposed to run. Bloomberg is supposed to run. The former mayor of Los Angeles is supposed to run. I'll bet Elizabeth Warren is still thinking of running. They've got nobody. They have nobody. They have nobody.
Jeez.
Hillary is all they've got. The name, the identity. And she barely lost and we don't know. Maybe she didn't lose. I don't know. Anything's open to being fixed now. We just don't know. So we'll have to see. Trump may not even make it to the rerun. I don't know. Pence is awfully quiet, kind of like he's just sitting back waiting. Donald Trump eats junk food. His health cannot be good. He looks massively overweight. He's physiologically what they call an endomorph. That means he's got a big chest. He's a coronary waiting to happen. He drinks 12 Diet Cokes a day. That's what we hear. That stuff is death. It's addictive. It's a carcinogen. It's a neuropathic killer. It's all kinds of things. Anyway, that's a very, very catastrophic combination to consume as food, and anything could happen. Now, they don't even need that. They could give him a heart attack anytime they want to, but he's being a good boy and doing what he's told and giving Israel everything it wants, so they'll leave him alone for the most part, I would say.
Here he is at FEMA again.
But we've opened it up a little bit, Rick, right? And we've let our people go and do their thing, and they're doing a great job. Acting Secretary of the VA, Peter O'Rourke.
Yeah, he says, we'll be proud of you.
We'll be proud of you.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be proud of you.
It's congruent. Yeah. It's
nice and congruent. Yep. Oh, here he is with his classic America wake up. Geez, says it all the time. Here he is again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's a tomorrow day speech. Backwards, America, wake up. There it is.
Yeah. America's get. Please get.
Yeah, there it is. Yep, okay, all right. Here he is, Memorial Day speech again.
To honor the lives and deeds of America's greatest heroes, the men and women who laid down their lives for our freedom.
And my ideal.
My ideal.
Oh, yeah.
My ideal.
Yeah.
My ideal.
Well, he's a dealer, isn't he?
You say my ideal? What did he say?
I got my deal. You hear ideal, do you?
My ideal.
My ideal.
No, my deal.
My ideal.
Oh, and there's an I in there.
You hear an I in there?
There's a little lowercase I in there.
Yeah?
My ideal.
Oh, yeah.
My ideal.
There it is.
My ideal.
I hear it. You're absolutely right. Huh, I'll be bothered. All right. Yeah, my ideal. Okay. And here we have Trump shocking the nation with prison reform plan. Gee, I missed that. What was this all about?
I don't remember it either.
No, I don't know what this is. All right, here we go.
But they're waiting to see the trade deals. And I can tell you, they're going to be great trade deals. It's going to be great for our country. Our country has been ripped off long enough.
Well, that's got nothing to do with prison reform. And here he says, finding all fault.
Finding all fault.
Oh, yeah.
Finding all fault.
Yeah.
Finding all fault.
Yeah, he's finding all fault in the trade deals. Okay. Yeah.
Finding fault and rooting them out. That's the message, anyway.
Okay, so here he is again. Once again, the reversal's titled Shocks Nation with Prison Reform Plan.
That's bad for our country, and we're changing it around. We're changing a lot of those horrible trade deals where they take our jobs, they take our money. We end up with no money, no taxes, no employment. Not a good combination.
Now you must have mislabeled this because it's got nothing to do with the prison reform plan. It simply says inner market.
Inner market.
Inner market.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well, that's the market, yeah. And lucky last one on Trump.
To get together, and there are a lot of senators, a lot of Congress people that want to get this passed, work out their differences.
They're afraid they die.
They're afraid they die.
They're afraid they die.
Quick reversal.
They're afraid they die.
They're afraid they'd... There's a D on there. They're afraid they'd die.
They're afraid they die.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
They're afraid they die.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. Once it gets things done.
Right.
Otherwise, it'll be ineffective.
Yeah, yeah.
So there we go. Trump didn't show up too bad today. Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes...
Well, I can't wait till next time. Maybe if you feel well, and if Naomi wants to work overtime when they start to speak after the summit.
Yeah, we'll come back and do a special show on it. Yeah, okay.
I'll make it available anytime you need. So.
All right. Well, I'll be doing it. I'll be watching it all day today, so I'll get it as soon as it happens and do rehearsals on it.
Very good. Very good.
All right. Next one. Arizona man finds rare trees in desert in a standoff police to do something. What? Man finds rape trees. Can't be rape trees. R-A-P-E, that's what it says. All right, let's play it.
You know our organization. There have been very many people in the office who told you and spoke highly about our organization when you've had questions and skepticism and everything like that. You're the governor of our state. Where are you? Where are you? Don't see you.
I don't know what this is all about. It says get children.
Get children.
Get children.
Well, it certainly says get children.
Get children.
But without knowing what this is all about.
No, he's out in the wind. Almost sounds like he's at a scene of a tornado or something. And
I don't know what this is all about. Let's just move this. I've got about six reverses on this. Let's just move it to the end. And we'll look at Jason Goodman with Chris Gowen, lawyer. On congressional spying.
That internet was too. You didn't even look and see where that shed was even registered. You didn't do any work.
Shed registered? Where do you register a shed? Department of Sheds?
Chris,
hang on. One thing at a time. Stop filibustering and tell me, where does one register a shed, Chris? It's attached to the house, and he's got high-speed internet running into it.
I don't know what this is about either, so I had a chat. Yeah, well, it's certainly there. Sounds like they're doing a little bit more than chatting.
Yeah, it did.
A bit of an understatement there. Sounds like they're arguing. I don't know. I haven't been watching the news much lately.
I don't know this either, David. So I don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like a major event to me.
No, it doesn't. No, I don't. Okay, so here's Netanyahu saying Palestinian killings were accidental. Oh, yeah.
Let's hear this.
Use rubber bullets. Why couldn't you, if in extremis you had to use live ammunition, why couldn't you shoot them in the legs? Why did you have to kill them to stop them scaling the fence?
Nobody intentionally went out to kill anyone. People died accidentally. And I can tell you that Hamas at a certain point said, not enough people are being killed. Push more.
It will be fun.
It will be fun.
I'll be bothered.
It will be fun. It will be fun.
Wow, what a cold-blooded murderer that guy is. He doesn't care. No, they really look at Palestinians as if they're subhumans. They don't care at all. Not at all. Wow. All right. Right after the break, let's play that again, and we'll move onward. It's called psychopathy. He's a psychopath.
Yeah. Wow. It will be fun. Gee whiz.
Sick. Okay. Back in a minute with David John Oates. Hang on. David, and hearing some excellent speech reversals. All right, onward.
All right, let's do that Netanyahu one again.
Yeah, this is real creepy, and for all of you who understand what's going on over there and the butchery of Palestinian human beings, this will answer the issue. Who's ordering it? Who's behind it? The number one guy.
All right, so here's the forwards.
Why couldn't you use rubber bullets? Why couldn't
you?
It's
a reporter asking him a question.
Ammunition.
Why couldn't you shoot them in the legs? Why did you have to kill them to stop them scaling the fence?
Nobody intentionally went out to kill anyone. People died accidentally. Hamas at a certain point said, not enough people are being killed. Push more.
Yeah, we accidentally shot them. It will be fun.
It will be fun.
Jesus.
It will be fun. It will be fun.
You know, a lot of Israelis actually would go out and have picnics and watch attacks on Palestinians in Gaza. And they would watch it from the hilltops with binoculars. This is a true story.
Wow.
They really don't think these people are people. They think that they're some kind of animals and they deserve to be exterminated. That's the feeling of a lot, not all, but a lot of Israelis.
Wow. Gee whiz. All right, here's Nikki Haley at UN meeting defending
Nutty
Israel.
Nikki the neocon.
Yes. She's the ambassador to the UN, isn't she?
Yes. Yeah, she should be a waitress at Denny's, but anyway.
Okay.
Palestinian Authority President Abbas. I'm sorry he declined to stay in the chamber to hear the remarks of others. Even though he has left the room, I will address the balance of my remarks to him.
And here she says, city heroes.
City heroes?
Huh.
City heroes?
I'll be bothered.
City heroes?
I got Sydney heroes.
Sydney?
Yeah, there's S in there. I didn't hear it. Sid, this is something hard, the consonants, but they're not S's. Try it again. Sydney.
Sydney heroes? Sydney heroes?
It is Sydney.
Sydney heroes?
Sydney heroes?
Well, what's Sydney got to do? What's Australia got to do with Israel?
Well, she's a Denny's waitress. You better ask her. I don't know.
Okay.
No, she should be a Denny's. She's not. I'm kidding.
I know. All
but
right,
who knows what relevancy her subconscious is dealing with? I don't know.
Yeah. Sydney's a metaphor that comes up on Australians here a lot. Yeah.
What's it mean for Australians?
I think it means civilization, commerce, marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I've just had a
intellectual to go that deep, but.
All right. Look, I've just had a courier pull up. I'll get one more reversal in, then I've got to go and get that package. Just wait till she comes to the door.
You have a package?
Yeah, car just pulled up. Courier just pulled up. Hang on. But let's play this reversal first. I think he isn't out yet.
Palestinian Authority President Abbas. I'm sorry he declined to stay in the chamber to hear the remarks of others. Even though he has left the room, I will address the balance of
same
my
forwards.
Remarks to him.
And this one says, nice scum around us.
Nice scum around us.
Nice scum around us.
And that's fair.
Nice scum around us.
Wow. That says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Wow.
Go get your package. We can't wait to have you open it and tell us what's in it.
Well, he's getting it out of the van.
Is this an Amazon delivery?
Probably eBay. I buy everything on eBay. I'm a mad eBay purchaser.
Really? What do you think? Could you share it? What might it be? What would David Janos buy on eBay? This is interesting.
I don't know what it is. It's coming right now. Just hang on a sec.
This is going to be fun. Maybe we'll find out what David really likes. A collector of something. Sounds like he's a collector.
I don't know. Two big parcels. I'll open them after.
Two big parcels. Christmas early. You're a collector. What do you like to collect?
Yeah, I am.
What do you like to collect?
I collect metaphors. My house is full of metaphoric symbols. I buy them all the time. Swords and knights and dragons and Gardens of Edens and wolves and sailors.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little mini museum.
I'll bet it's a great place to walk through and take it all in. You should maybe take some pictures one day of the inside of your house. Yeah, and put them up on the program here for everybody to see.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And put them up on your site.
I'm quite proud of my collection, my metaphor collection. Oh yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so anyway, we just played the verse of Nice Scum Around Us, and now we've got next one on Nikki Haley.
Putting forward old talking points and entrenched and undeveloped concepts achieves nothing. That approach has been tried many times and has always failed.
And this one says, see a war.
See a war.
Wow.
See a war.
Yeah.
See a war.
Well, she's a neocon, you know, she liked that.
Yeah, right.
She has visions of being president, but you can tell by her oration, she doesn't have it. She's not a good speaker.
Yeah, All right, here's Nicholas Cruz's chilling video on day of shooting. Which shooting is this? I'm not sure. Anyway, so here's the forwards.
My life is nothing and meaningless. Everything that I hold dear, I let go beyond your half. Every day I see the world ending another day. I live a lone life, live in seclusion and solitude. I hate everyone and everything. With the power of my AR, you will all know who I am. I had enough of being told what to do and when to do. I had enough of being telling me that I'm an idiot and a dumb.
Oh, this is a shooter. Oh, right.
Yes, that's the Parkland High School shooting in Florida.
Right. And here he says, it's burning already.
It's grinning already.
It's grinning already.
It's grinning already.
Eh?
It's grinning already.
Oh, grinning?
It's grinning already.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
It's grinning already.
It is grinning.
He's grinning.
Already.
Oh my God! Gee, well, there's another cold-hearted, cold-blooded killer. Grinning.
Another psychopath.
Wow. Gee whiz. Okay. All right. Here is Theresa May confronting Netanyahu about Palestinian murders.
But with 100 Palestinian lives lost and a deteriorating situation in Gaza, I hope we can talk about how we can alleviate that situation and how can we can ensure that we can get that position where we're able to find a way through to talk about a two-state solution.
And this one says, I beg you with bullshit, blank you. Wow.
I beg you with bullshit, blank you.
That's clear.
She hates his guts. No question about it. Well, what's to like, you know? She knows.
That's obvious. That's a clear reverse. Let me play that again. Here's the forwards. I want to play the forwards in reverse again on this.
But with 100 Palestinian lives lost and a deteriorating situation in Gaza, I hope we can talk about how we can alleviate that situation and how can we can ensure that we can get that position where we're able to find a way through to talk about a two-state solution.
Okay, I beg you with bullshit, blank you. Wow. She certainly doesn't like him. Wow. Like him one little bit.
Very good. Okay. Very good rehearsal.
Yeah, that is a good one. All right, here's Trudeau praising Israel. Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada.
The Liberal Party does not feel that support for Israel should be a Canadian political wedge issue. All political parties in this country are friends to Israel and should be. And any prime minister who countenances sending hate mail into Mr. Kotler's riding, accusing him of anti-Semitism, is not demonstrating the kind of leadership I think we deserve from a Canadian prime minister.
Backwards, his shit.
His shit.
His shit.
He's just raving on.
Shit.
Wow. Oh, okay, and here he is praising Israel again. I think this is the same section.
The Liberal Party does.
Yeah, same section. Here he says, I'll win it.
I'll win it.
Well, I think the guy's a consummate lightweight idiot. He's one of the worst things that has happened to Canada in a long time. Did you see the picture where he was? He wears false eyebrows, and his left eyebrow slipped and fell down onto his eyelid.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. Oh, really?
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah. Oh, it looked like a caterpillar had fallen down.
Oh, my God.
He's a phony. The guy's a phony. He dressed his little boy up in some gender-confused outfit and took him to a gay pride parade. This little two-year-old kid. You don't do that to kids. He doesn't have my respect at all. Wow. It's also said that he may be Fidel Castro's son. Margaret Trudeau was down there in Cuba at exactly the right time when she could have conceived with the help of Fidel a little bun in the oven. And she went back up, and her husband was never the wiser. True story.
I remain skeptical on that one.
Well, look it up. Is Trudeau's Castro's son? See what you come up with. I don't have the answer, but that's just what is postulated.
I'll Google it. Okay, here's Pompeo holding urgent press conference on North Korea.
So, this attack came out. We didn't end the talks early. We had a set series of items that we wanted to make sure we covered, topics which we made sure that we were clear on in terms of what our expectations were and their expectations in return of us. We achieved that.
And this one says, a killer assassinated.
Killer assassinated.
Huh.
Killer assassinated.
Huh.
Killer assassinated.
So what do you make of that? Is there a plan in the works to perhaps get to Kim while he's in either in transit to or from, well, he made it there, but from Singapore or while he's in Singapore?
I can't see that they would do that. That would cause international...
Oh, they've killed a lot of people. Look how many Americans in the embassy in Russia and now in Havana, Cuba, have been attacked with electromagnetic weapons and have had severe illnesses, and some have died.
Yeah, that's
true. Happening in China, too. People, human life means nothing to these people. Nothing.
Wow. All right, here's the next one on Pompeo.
To work our way through, there will be tough moments, there will be difficult times. I've had some difficult conversations with them as well. They've given it right back to me, too. There were decades into this challenge, and so one not ought to be either surprised or frightened or deterred by moments where it looks like there are challenges.
This one says, we can do it.
We can do it.
We can do it.
Huh.
We can do it.
Yeah, oh, he sounds nice and confident, doesn't he? Believing we can get something out of, make some headway is what he's saying.
Well, I hope Kim doesn't cave. I'm tired of bullying. All this country does is bully and attack and kill. Look what they did in Libya. Look what they did in Iraq. Look what they did in Syria. Look what they did in Afghanistan. Bully, kill. Bully, kill. There's no diplomacy there. The only diplomat on the planet is Vladimir Putin. This is a bad country. We don't have a government that represents the people here anymore. It represents international financiers, banks, and globalism. And Zionism, of course, runs all of the above. You know all this stuff.
Yeah, I know. I'm just a little bit behind the times on the news lately. I haven't been watching the last couple of weeks. Some of these examples, I haven't been too sure what the context is.
I don't know what they are, David, so...
No. Oh, okay. All right. Well, fair enough. All right. Well, then, we've got a few more left that I don't know what they are, so I'll find them anyway. This is Anthony Bourdain has been suicided.
Yeah.
What's this all about?
Well, he was CNN's celebrity chef, program host, who would travel the world and sample foods and all of that. I never watched him, but he was very popular, very well known. 61 years of age, with an 11-year-old daughter by a former wife, his current girlfriend, although there were signs that she dumped on him a couple of days before, was found dead in a Paris hotel room with his bathroom robe around his neck tied to a doorknob. A doorknob, down low, doorknob. So how do you hang yourself from a doorknob when you have to lay down to practically get underneath it?
You can't hang yourself from a doorknob.
Okay, well, there have been a lot of people like Robin Williams, and they all get hung from doorknobs. This is a new pattern.
That's right. Robin Williams got hung from a doorknob, didn't he?
It's my feeling, huh?
Yeah, Robin Williams.
Yeah, he was one. There have been others. But I don't believe all of them were suicides. Maybe some were. I don't know. But there are right now a lot of conspiracy theories running around about why Bourdain might have been killed. It doesn't look to me. I mean, the guy had everything to live for. 11-year-old daughter. You don't check out on your 11-year-old daughter if you love your 11-year-old daughter. Doesn't happen.
Well, there's two reversals, and they both don't look like a man who's suiciding. So here's the first one.
That said, I'm also a new father of an infant, of a six-month-old girl. So after 38 years of heavy smoking, of waking up in the middle of the night to smoke, when it finally, came down to, I realized once the baby was born, I couldn't smoke in my own apartment.
And it says, if I make money.
If I make money.
Huh.
If I make money. If I make money.
Well, I don't know what he means by if I make money, but certainly not a
man
who's...
He was making plenty of money.
Okay, well, there you go. And here's the second one I have on him.
Really high-end tuna belly, Otoro tuna sushi on some... perfect, still warm, crumbly rice with just a little bit of fresh wasabi, made by a master. Would have to be, no utility sushi would do. That would not be a bad option.
This one says, where delicious?
Where's Nubishus?
Where's Nubishus?
Huh.
Where's Nubishus?
Oh, well, okay.
That's what he does. He makes delicious food. He was a master chef.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. Oh, well, see, I didn't know that. All right. Okay, well, they're two reversals on a man who's doesn't seem to be contemplating suicide.
Not at all. No.
Well, I'll be
so. It does, unfortunately, look like at this point. I don't know. I didn't know enough about the man, but I would say, what have we got? 50-50 here. That he killed himself, or he was murdered. He apparently did some filming with Palestinians and may have been expressing a pro-Palestinian or sympathetic Palestinian position, and that didn't go over well with the Israelis, and they are known for removing lots of people who get in their way. Just don't know. I'm sure there's more to this than anyone will ever understand, but I just have a sense that it's 50-50 at best that he took his own life, and 50-50 that he was murdered. Well, that's the way it looks here, anyway.
All right, so here's this other one. Arizona man finds... she's got rape trees in deserts. Must be rare trees.
Rape trees in desert.
It's got eight, R-A-P-E, man. Arizona man finds rape, treason, I don't know. We'll play it again.
And we can tie a missing persons, and we've got a bloody knife and her underwear and her plane ticket over here down here. Then guess what? If there's one, there's more.
I don't know what this is all about. Hurry, hide, where's your body?
Hurry, hide, where's your body?
Wow.
Hurry, hide, where's your body? Hurry, hide, raise your body.
Well, it sounds like a very good reversal, but we just don't know what the story is about.
Naomi's listening. I wonder what she's got to tell me. Where is she? They found a child trafficking camp in the desert. There we go. Oh.
Alright.
Child trafficking camp in the desert. Gee, I didn't know anything about that. Wow.
I saw one story about it briefly, but it came and went very quickly.
All right. So here's the next one.
I am only going to talk to members of my church. If you're in law enforcement, you want to talk to me, you talk to Alan Argerbite.
And it's awful murder.
It's awful murder.
It's awful murder.
Yeah.
It's awful murder.
Yeah, well, it is, and child trafficking often ends up in the murder of the child, apparently.
So, all right. Thank you. Yeah. Well, thanks, Jeff.
Well, good. Yeah. Thank you, David. Enjoy opening your presents. And, take some pictures maybe sometime, and I'd love to see those. That'd be fun.
Okay. I'll do that for sure. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, yeah. David. Wonderful stuff. Thanks, Naomi.
All right, mate. Bye.
All right.
See ya.
Good night. All right. There we go. Off and running. Let's see here real quick what's up with the summit. There'll be all kinds of analysis and speculation. Live updates. It's still apparently going on, the second part of the first meeting with staff. So we will see. There'll be a statement here next hour or two, probably. There'll be a ton of it tomorrow. So we'll have it up for you as soon as possible. Thank you for being here, and we'll talk tomorrow night.